Rarest wonder, sang Sirrah unheeding, rarest wonder past believing, that in one should be the two, that all poesy is living, and the beautiful the true. Here for once is now achieved that for which the soul doth strive. Let my burden be believed, true and beautiful, thy son's alive. Child, said Jacob, and his head was shaking on his shoulders, dearest child. But her voice soared and reveled, borne on the leaping, exulting music of the strings. Lo now, old one, behold and see, God he can scourge and can heal, how marvelous all his ways can be for his human children's weal. He snatched away thy dearest and best, but thou shalt take him again to thy breast. Thou hast writhen, old one, in thy pain, yet found thyself in it again. But now he returneth to you, still lovely, though rather stouter to view. So God goes about as he pleases, and dear little grandfather teases. Jacob, with his head turned away, for the brown eyes were full of tears, put out one hand as though to stop her. Child, he said again, and only that. He seemed not to hear the sudden bustle and movement among the tents, nor paid any heed to the joyous announcement now made him, for the group who had come up with Sirrah was increased by others approaching to bring glad tidings. Servants and other folk came round Jacob from all sides, and two of them addressed him. Israel, the 11 are back from Egypt, your sons with men and carts, and many more asses than they set out with. But even as the men spoke, here were the brothers already. They dismounted and came up, with Benjamin in their midst, and the rest pulling and pushing him forward, each one zealous to be the one to bring him before the father. Peace and good health, they said, to our father and dear Lord. Here is Benjamin. We have kept him safe for you, though he was at one time in some danger. But now you can have him once more at your apron strings. And here is your hero, Simeon. Furthermore, we bring abundance of food and rich presents from the giver of bread. Lo, we are all well and happily returned. Happily, in truth, is a word nowhere near strong enough for it. Boys, answered Jacob, who had got to his feet. Boys, yes, of course, I am glad to see you. He put his hand possessively on Benjamin's arm, yet half absently too, and his gaze was bewildered. You are here again, said he, safe home again after perilous journey. Under other circumstances this would be a great moment, and quite fill my soul if it were not taken up with other matters. Yes, you find me greatly taken up. I mean by this little maid here. Asher, she is your child, who came and sat by me and played on her zither, singing so sweetly, yet harping upon such folly about my son Joseph, that I know not how to defend my reason from her. I am tempted to welcome your coming solely because I count on you to protect me from this child and the lying tongue her music has, since I know you would not allow my gray hairs to be mocked. Never will we do so, responded Judah, so far as we can prevent it. But in the opinion of all of us, father, and it is a well-founded opinion, you would do better, even though at first afar off, to consider whether there might not be some truth in her harping. Some truth? Repeated the old man. He stood up very straight. You dare come to me with such cowardly advice, and speak to Israel of half-measures and half-truths? Where should we be, and where God, if we had ever let ourselves in to be half and half? For the truth is one and indivisible. Three times this child has sung to me, thy son's alive. There can be nothing true in her words, unless it were the truth. So what is it? The truth, said the 11 in chorus, raising their palms to the sky. And the truth, came back the amazed and exultant chorus from the gathered host. Men's, women's, and children's voices echoed triumphantly, she sang the truth. "Dear little father," said Benjamin, embracing Jacob, "as now you hear, so believe, for we too had to, first one of us and then another. The man down there who asked about me and kept on asking, 'Does your father still live?' that is Joseph. He and Joseph are one. Never was he dead, my mother's son. Roving men tore him from the claws of the ravening beast and took him down to Egypt, where he has flourished as by a spring and become the first among the men of the land below. The sons of strangers flatter him, for without him they would pine and die. Would you have tokens of this miracle? Look at our train. 20 asses he sent you, whose load is the food and the riches of Egypt, and the wagons out of Pharaoh's stores shall carry us all down to your son. For from the beginning it was his plan that you should come, and I guessed that it was so. He would have us to feed on fat pastures, not far from him, but where it is not too Egyptian, in the land of Goshen." Jacob had preserved complete, almost severe composure.
"God will dispose," he said in a firm voice. "Only from him does Israel take instructions, and not from the great ones of this earth. My Damu, my child," broke from his lips. He had clasped his hands on his breast, and stood with his brow raised to the clouds, slowly shaking his old head. Then he dropped it again. "Boys," said he, "this little maid, whom I now bless, and who shall not taste death, but go living into the kingdom of heaven, if God shall hear me, she sang to me that the Lord vouchsafes me Rachel's firstborn back again, still handsome, but somewhat heavy. That probably means he is already quite fat with the years and the flesh pots of Egypt."
"Not really fat, dear father, not very," answered Judah soothingly, "only within the bounds of dignity. You must consider that not death gives him back to you, but life. Death, if that were thinkable, would give him back to you as he was. But since it is life at whose hand you receive him back, he is no more the fawn of other days, but a royal stag of 4 points, and you must be prepared to find him a little strange and worldly in his ways, and wearing a pleated byssus like Hermon's driven snow."
"I will go down and see him before I die," said Jacob. "If he had not lived, he would not be living. Blessed be the name of the Lord!"
"Blessed!" cried they all, and rushed forward in a wave to congratulate him and the brothers, and kissed the hem of Jacob's garment. He did not look down on their heads. His eyes were raised again, and he kept shaking his head as he held it turned up to the sky. But Sirah, the song lips, sat on the mat and sang, "Read it in his laughing features. All was but a godlike jest, and in late believing raptures, take him to thy father breast."